I think it was 2 weeks ago on the show, I mentioned about my tree, my personal tree, not only mine, but everyone else in the country as well. And there were some peculiar texts asking me what I was on about, because back in the year 2000, or it was probably actually in 1999, we were all given a tree. Yes, a tree to mark the new millennium, and a cert and a map to show you where your tree was planted. And as I say, some believed me and some didn't. And I actually remember going to try and visit my tree in a woods that I could recall was beside Loch Gill. That's all I could remember. Well, Mary was listening to that and sent us full details of her tree and certification and so forth. Mary, good morning to you.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
You're very diligent when you keep documentation like that. So tell us what we all need to know. And I presume a lot of the trees in County Sligo, for one, are based in the same forest. So what can you remember?
I didn't have to remember, and I didn't, you know, I just filed that away. I'm pretty careful, and I like hoarding stuff like that. That's why I had it when you spoke. But we went out over the weekend to say, could I find it? And while the roads are fine and all the rest, there was no sign of the Cullintra forest. There wasn't a word about it, or a sign, or the word written anywhere. Now, we went in by the R287 number on the by road. We went out from Ballantoher. We didn't go as far as Ballantoher now, yeah. But we went out by Loch Gill and from Colonie, and we found the 287 easy enough on the side of the road. And we went for miles and miles and miles before we seen any forest at all.
So not only could you not find your tree, you couldn't find the forest.
We didn't find the forest. We found two parking sites. You know, Dooney Rock, the parking place there at Dooney Rock. Yeah. And we found a parking place at Slishwood. It seems to be around Slishwood someplace. But when we went into the parking lot and parked, there were signs all right and maps all right, but nothing to point out where the Cullintra.
Yeah, well, that's a bit disappointing, because you even kept a letter that we all got from the then chairman of the National Millennium Committee, Seamus Brennan, who I think was Minister for Tourism, I think, back then. I could be wrong. And just a quote from him in his letter, this is a letter we all got. You were invited to participate in the People's Millennium Forest Project by visiting the forest and taking part in other related activities. We hope it will be a source of enjoyment and inspiration for present and future generations well into the new millennium.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't even find the forest.
Well, I didn't go to see it that time, no, because I'm not a flora and fauna, and I'm certainly not a forest woman. I'm a townie, and, you know, we stay on the footpath. But, you know, the parking place had plenty of gates, well, good, you know, secure gates, and they had good signs up and maps and all that sort of stuff. But they were so secured that, you might get to walk into them if you wanted to. And maybe if I went in, but I can't do that now.
Yeah.
But if I went in on the gates and walked around a bit, maybe I would come upon a place. And while I'm on the radio, I think it's a suggestion that should be followed up. And, on your own account, because you brought it up. But, you know, send out somebody from, or bring on somebody from Cuisha. Sure, our trees might be long gone.
Yeah, I'll try and do that. It's a bit unfortunate, I have to say that. I mean, for those who remember, you were, everybody got a tree, and you were given an actual number, as you can see from your search. There was a number on the tree as well. So presumably the number is still on the tree. So your tree is there somewhere, but it's unfortunate if people can't locate them.
I'd say if they never did something like that without doing it properly, I'm sure. But I'd say it's done, like, you know how the graveyards are done, where there's 1 to 99 in a row?
Yeah.
It'll be on the curb.
Yeah.
There'll be a bunch of trees in there and there'll be no numbers on any one of them, but they're inside them 1 to 99 or whatever. And I think somebody should get out there and see if, you know, what's in it. Are they gone? Was it a Christmas tree a long time ago? Or is there a pot of gold at the bottom of it now if we dug it up?
Yeah, I doubt that. So, okay, well, let's put it out to our listeners.
Might be a good idea.
Has anyone else visited their tree? Can they even point us or point Mary in the direction of Cullen Tra Forest?
I'm not going out into the forest looking for a tree at this stage now.
Okay. All right. Okay, Mary, thanks.
I get someone with a drone if they find it.